Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Features and documentaries are the headliners at the Sundance Film Festival, but there's a growing interest in another video art form, the film short. In this year's Sundance catalog, there are short documentaries, short features, animated shorts, short commentaries. We're talking about shorts this hour with our guest, Kevin Hansen, chair of the Department of Film and Media Arts at the University of Utah, and he joins me in studio. And Professor Hansen, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Also with us by phone, Dustin DeFay. He is the director of the short Family Nightmare, which is part of the documentary spotlight screenings at Sundance. He is from Salt Lake City, but he's joining us by phone from the festival in Park City. And Dustin DeFay, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.
And also with us, Chris Peters. He is director of the short The Diatom, which was filmed in northern Utah. And the short is features a professor from Utah Valley University. The short is in the New Frontier Shorts category. And Chris Peters, also at Sundance, joining us by phone from Park City. Chris Peters, thanks to you for your time today.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
If you're a fan of film shorts, or if you have favorite shorts that made you laugh, cry, or ponder, give us a call, 801-355-8255. 801-355-TALK, or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Before we get to our filmmakers, Kevin Hansen, the history of shorts. Describe first for us what a short is. Is it simply just a film that's short in length, or is there more than that?
Well, I certainly it is simply just a film that is short in length, but I think what you're probably getting at is that there's a sort of a big difference between long dramatic films and short films of all kinds, much as there's a difference between a novel and a short story. Often shorts focus around a single metaphor or a single device. They get to the point much faster. They're made by people who generally have smaller budgets.
Mm-hmm.
But there tends to be a long tradition of inventiveness in the short film. There is in both Europe and the United States a history of cinema clubs made up of people who make their own short films, and they've been responsible for the vast bulk of what we call experimental film and a lot of innovation that shows up in feature films later on.
When did shorts really become an art form in their own?
Well, the short film is the original film. I mean, films were short until D.W. Griffith popularized the feature format in the late 19-teens. Up until that time, films generally were the length of whatever reel came out of the camera. And later, when films were edited, they generally, it took quite some time for them to pass the 20-minute mark and move on.
Hmm. Chris Peters, you filmed a short about the diatom, this tiny little one-celled organism, and it focuses on the work of Dr. Sam Rushforth from Utah Valley University. Why did you decide a short was the best format to tell this story?
Well, I mean, that's kind of the format that I've always worked in. I think, you know, when I come up with these films, I come up with a complete film in my head, and they just tend to be, you know, somewhere around anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes in length. It could have been developed into a longer piece, but this was just the piece I wanted to make, and it just happens to be this length.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have, you say that you've done shorts prior to this particular film. Is your style somehow reflected in the short film format, or do you see a feature film in your future, or is this kind of the preferred venue for what you have to say and the way that you tell stories?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's I'm coming to this work kind of as a kind of conceptualist, a kind of conceptual artist in a way. So for me, it's never a question of the necessity to make a longer work. It's just kind of like you get an idea and you use the means that are necessary to articulate that idea. And so, yeah, I definitely have a few new ideas that are feature lengths and a few new ideas that are short films as well.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's about kind of what best serves the idea.
And Dustin DeFay, your film takes family movies and you overdub your voice onto the video. It tells, you know, quite a disturbing story about your dysfunctional family. Well, why did you decide to explore and to reveal these dark themes in a short film? Dustin?
I wanted to explore my family and where I come from and my past. And I didn't necessarily think about it as being dark. I think about my vantage point is more sad because my family has a lot of tragedy. And so I just wanted to deal with what's happened with my family. It's something I just felt like I needed to do in my life is to explore my past.
Mm. Dustin Guy DeFay, he is director of the short Family Nightmare, which is screening at Sundance this week. Also with us, Chris Peters, director of the short The Diatom, which was filmed in northern Utah, and Kevin Hansen, chair of the Department of Film and Media Arts at the University of Utah. If you'd like to join us, we're talking about film shorts. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. I'd like to ask my directors how technology is changing film shorts. What kinds of devices did you use and in creating the films that you're showing at Sundance right now, as opposed to maybe earlier projects? Chris Peters first.
We used the Canon 5D. Which a lot of people are using now, and we actually hooked that up to the microscope. In terms of the use of that camera, actually, I knew what the camera could do, and part of the way that I scripted out the actual imagery of the film before we shot was to really just kind of take advantage of what that particular camera could do. And so I guess one of the big impacts that I think that camera has made on my filmmaking is that it's made it so easier to shoot in low light. Mm. So that actually, in terms of the way that short filmmakers are on a tighter budget, you know, using that camera actually saved me a lot of money renting lights and that sort of thing. So I guess that would be the main thing.
Dustin Guy DeFay, technology and how you used it in your project.
Yeah. I think, like 10 years ago, I probably would have made this movie like this because I made this movie completely by myself, and 10 years ago, I would have not known how. But in terms of shooting, I mean, it's all archival VHS home movies, so I didn't do any shooting. But just in terms of the editing and recording my voice, which I just did with a home microphone called the Zoom, which is, you know, fairly cheap and very high quality audio, and then editing also. I mean, 10 years ago I didn't know how to edit a movie, and now I use Final Cut Pro, and so I basically made the movie I completely made the movie on my own in a studio by myself. Mm. And so that's really amazing for technology to be cheaper and easier for filmmakers to figure out how to use their own equipment and buy their own equipment.
Kevin Hansen, I imagine that's really opening up the field, increasing possibilities with more affordable tools, more accessible tools. How is technology changing film shorts and film in general as you see it?
Well, technology's always changed film. There are a lot of sort of big technological events that have been good for the short film, not just in the last few years, but all along the way. Probably the first thing that made short film a real form in this country was the advent of 16mm film, which was, you know, a home format. And I think cameras like the Canon that your guest is talking about are doing that over again in an era where processing film and producing on film has become very expensive, and where the technology of making digital photographs has finally become sort of easy enough and cheap enough that it's available to all of us in a high enough quality to make projects that can be exhibited.
To my Sundance guests, Dustin Guy DeFay and Chris Peters, you've each had a couple of public screenings. You've got a couple more this week in Park City. I'm curious how it felt to sit in an auditorium and watch your work on the big screen with an audience. Was it sort of the kind of reaction you were expecting? Chris Peters first.
They were mostly silent. I'm in the New Frontier section, so you know what I'm doing is kind of going to seem a little bit strange to people. I feel like my work is fairly accessible, though. And you know, I had a few questions, but I'm looking forward to the next few screenings to get you know, more feedback and to be able to explain a little bit more about what I did. So yeah, they were pretty quiet. I had a couple good questions, but. Yeah, mostly it was just really amazing to see the image so large for the first time.
Yeah, I bet that was a thrill. Dustin Guy DeFay, what was your experience seeing that for the first time on the big screen?
I had actually seen my film with an audience on a big screen earlier, and that was an incredible experience here at Sundance. Yeah, it's been so great. The movie's very emotional for me, so I get into a very emotional place when I'm watching it, and then with an audience, it's also very emotional. And then the Q&As have been so great. And I'm in a category called Documentary Spotlight, and it's a powerful program. All the other short films are so wonderful. So I was actually the whole entire program was so exhilarating and emotional. For me,
Professor Hansen, do you think that audiences are taking to the short? Are they understanding this art form? And do you think we'll be seeing more public screenings outside of the festival circuit?
Well, I think people who are serious about film have always been very fond of the short because that's where the most exciting stuff goes on. The New Frontiers portion of the festival is the part of the festival that I would hope my students go to because mm-hmm. it's the part that isn't going to show up again at the local theater. And often short films pave the way for, you know, major changes in the way people make films and think about film and think about how you communicate on film. They're made by people who aren't used to making films the same way every time they make one. Hollywood filmmakers tend to have sort of a formulaic approach to making movies. Short filmmakers generally solve their problems from scratch. So along the way, they solve a lot of problems that haven't been thought about by other people. And I think that's the thing that makes them sort of vibrant and interesting. And I think the public is sort of catching on to the fact that there's stuff going on in the short.
You say that it's experimental, kind of cutting edge place for exploring this medium. Is the category developing or evolving in certain ways? Do you see patterns in shorts these days?
No, I see a lot of different patterns in shorts, which is what I hope to continue to see. I mean, I think there are a thousand different reasons for making a short film. Generally, people who make short films are making them because of the passion they have for whatever the topic of the film might be. Certainly in the case of your two filmmakers today, their films are about their stuff. So they tend to be passionate projects and they tend to go off in directions that are dictated by the individual. So they're usually, short films are usually quite different from each other, and that's one of the things that makes them so much fun is that they're full of surprises that aren't available to you in a feature film.
Dustin Guy DeFay, what's your next project? This one was intensely personal. Do you intend to tackle a similar theme in a next project?
Well, I shot a feature which premiered at South by Southwest last year, and that I'm just dealing with that right now because we have a theatrical New York run. It's a film called Bad Fever, and so when I get back to New York, that run starts on February 3rd, and then I have a new script for another feature. But yeah, I'm not I don't know if I'm tempted to make another movie about my family, a feature about my family, and that may happen. But I'm not. This Family Nightmare is a documentary. I'm usually not a documentarian. I'm actually a narrative filmmaker. So I'm planning on shooting another feature this year, hopefully in the summer.
Just a few seconds left. Chris Peters, what's your next project? And will you continue working in the short format?
Yes, I will. I do have a feature that I would like to make, but I also have a few shorts. And, this last film I did explored a lot of different themes and a lot of different ideas. And the new one, I think we're really focusing on people who do very kind of alienating jobs where they don't talk to anybody, jobs where they're very isolated. And that's a theme I'm going to kind of continue and work with in the future.
Chris Peters, director of the short The Diatom, which is in the New Frontier Shorts category at the Sundance Film Festival. He joined us from Park City. And Chris, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Dustin Guy DeFay, director of the short Family Nightmare, part of the documentary spotlight screenings at Sundance. And Dustin, thanks to you and good luck with your next project.
Thanks so much. It's great. Thank you.
And also Kevin Hansen, chair of the Department of Film and Media Arts at the University of Utah. And Professor Hansen, thanks to you for your time.
Thank you, Jennifer.
City Views is a production of KCPW News. Jesse Ellis is our technical director. Next time, Aaron Tilton of Blue Castle Holdings will be on the program talking about his proposal to build a nuclear power plant in Utah. So join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.